Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Madaf Yomi. We are now in Nazir, Daf Nun Dalad Amud Aleph, at the third Mishnah in the seventh Perek. And in the second Mishnah, we listed what we called Tum'ah Grade A, those forms of Tumat Mate that are so severe that a Nazir loses his Nazirut, Mashe, bring the Korban, etc. Now we're going to see the list of 12 items that are Tumat Mate Grade B. Aval ha-sechachot, sechachot, as we'll see in the Gemara, are overhanging trees that cover over the area where mate is, but we're not sure exactly where. Ha-praot, which is the same thing from a stone wall. Some stone, part of the stone wall juts out and over mate. Uvet ha-pras, which, as we've seen in several sechachot that we've studied, is an area that has been plowed, and that we know that there was a body buried there somewhere, but we don't know where the remains are. Ve'eretz ha'amim, chutzlaretz. V'ha'golel, golel is the cover over a grave, or the stone that covers the catacomb. V'adofek, which is the support for the golel, the place where the golel sits. Or vi'itam, we discussed that at length. V'ohel, touching an ohel. Hamet, verova atzamot, that is half of the shear of atzamot. The kelim hanogim mate, vessels that touch the mate. So if you touch one of those vessels, v'me sofro, v'me gomro. During the time that a mitzora, who's a nazir, is counting 7 days before the purification, v'me gomro, during the end of the process, aleilu ein hanazir megaleach, umazeb shlishi uvashvi'i, he does hazah third and seventh day, ve'eno soter, it doesn't cancel out the earlier days. He picks up where he left off immediately. Korban eno, no korban. There's a halacha Moshe v'Sinai that yimei hazov v'hazav hazava, the 7 days of nikim that a zav or a zav, if they happen to be a nazir, v'yimei heskirosh matzora, a matzora who's muskar, who's not yet muchlat, hare elu olin lo. So Yimei Gomro earlier in the Mishnah referred to the time that he's Mukhlat, that if he's a certain Mitzorah, he's out of the camp. Yimei Eskero as well, he's quarantined to see if he's Tahor Tamei. Those days count for him, and the simple reason is that at the end of those days, there is not necessarily going to be a Giluach, a shaving. Alright, the Gemara immediately picks up and says, "Ve'elu anaschachot, what's that? Ilan himesechal haaretz, a tree that branches out over the ground. Ufraot is hayotzot min hagader. These are pieces of stone that come out, jut out from the wall, and happen to be touching over a mate. Eretz ha'amim. Ibayelu, the question was asked, Eretz ha'amim, mishum avira gazru aleha, odilma mishum gusha gazru aleha. This is something we discussed earlier. Why did they make the decree over going to Chutz Laaretz and making the area Tamei? Is it because of the air of Chutz Laaretz or the land of Chutz Laaretz? The land of Chutz Laaretz is a much more grounded, sorry for the pun, approach. It says that simply there are graves all over the place. Toshma umazebers to shiuvashvi'im. In our Mishnah, we said that in this case, you have to do hazah, v'yamart mishum avira, hazah lamali. If it's because of the air of Chutz Laaretz is tamei, that's not a tuma that's really, it's actionable. And therefore, you can't say that he has to do hazah on the third and seventh day. It must be because of gush. Elala mishum gusha. It must be because of touching the earth of Chutz Laaretz, there's a real concern that you might have been near a grave. No, lo, the olam emelacha mishum avira. I could still defend the position that it's mishum avira. V'chitani ashara. When it said that you do have to do hazah on the third and seventh day, that was referring to the rest of the list. Not everything on the list has that. Achinam istab, and you have to support that because v'chitani mechelim hanogim mate. After all, one of the items on the list is if you touch vessels that touch the mate. Hanikelim gabi hazah inun. These kelim are only, if you touch these kelim, you don't even have too much shiva, you have too much erev, so there's certainly not a third and seventh day hazah for touching them. So therefore, clearly, third and seventh day do not apply to all the 12 items on the list. Halashvamina ashara. Good, so that still doesn't settle the situation of avira versus gusha. Lema ketanoi, so perhaps this approximates the machloka tanaim. Hanichnas le'er tzamim b'shidah teva u'migdal, if you come into chutzlarts, in a box, Rabbi Metame, Rabbi Yehuda Metaher. So Rabbi says you're still Tamei. Right, so my love, Rabbi Savar, we would read it as follows. Rabbi must hold that Mishum Avira, the decree was because of the air, and you're in the air. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Mishum Gusha. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it was because of touching the land of Chutz Laaretz, and you're protected. So we say, no, L'chuli Alma Mishum Gusham. Everybody agrees that it's because of touching the ground. Mar Savar, Oel Zaruk Shmei Oel. So Rabbi Yehuda says, If you are in a tent that is moving, literally a thrown tent, that is a barrier between the bottom of it and the ground, and therefore you have a chatzitza between you and the ground. And Rabbi must hold that such a tent, a moving tent, as it were, thing, a sedan that's being carried, is not an ohel. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, not like that, because according to that last analysis, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda would have to say that such a thing is a barrier. He says, if you have a box full of vessels, and you throw it over a mate, and it makes an oil over the mate, tmeah. So he must hold that a thrown box is not a chatzitza. Matamunacha tahora. But if we're just sitting there, then it's tahora. Now, let it cool it, so that means that an oil zaruk, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, is not an oil. It must be that Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda agree that the issue of Chutz La'aretz is because of Avir. Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, the Rabbanan made the Gzerah. Being brought somewhere in a sealed box is so weird and so uncommon that they didn't make the Gzerah. And Rabbi must hold that the Gzerah, which predated him by a couple hundred years, or 150 years, was applied even to this unusual case. That's one way to look at it. And this is good proof that if you come into Chutz La'aretz in a box, which is so strange, then you're Tahor. But if you come in a carriage or in a boat, then you're Tamei, and simply because that's a normal thing. Perhaps there's another approach. Maybe the machlokot Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda is simply, are we concerned that he's going to take his arms or his face or part of him out of the box and then he'll become tameh? Right? V'hatanya, we have support for that. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ha'nichas teretz hamim b'shidat ha'ivel migdal tahor. That's Rabbi Yehuda, consistent with what we just saw. Ad shetotzi yotzi l'sham rosho urbo, until he actually sticks his head out. So once he sticks his head out, then the problem exists. And indeed, then he's Tameh. So there's two ways to answer what Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and Rebbe are disagreeing about. They agree that the issue is Avir, and the question is, did the Rabbanan extend this Gzeirah to such a weird case? The other possibility is that the concern is that you might stick your head out. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, you might, but the Gzeirah is not on that. And Rebbe says, the Gzeirah is on it because you might. Okay, the Mishnah said Matchil Monem Miyad, and that included even a Mitzora. Amar Rav Chista Lashana El Benazirut Muatet. So you got to remember that a Mitzora at the end of his period is going to shave, and then he's going to be bald, and he can't continue his Nazirut or complete it, shall we say, if it's at the end, it's not going to be 30 more days. So Rav Chista said this is only with a minimal Nazirut. A Nazirut Meruba Misla Kami Salkin Light. He says with a large Nazirut, that even the days that he was mukhlat count for him. In other words, as follows. A nazir, in the middle of his nazirut, he has a one-year nazirut, and 2 months in, he becomes a mitzora, and a month later, he becomes finished and shaves. According to Rav Chista, he's 3 months in. He doesn't have to miss those days. Certainly doesn't cancel the days, but he doesn't have to miss those days, because at the end, he's going to have a 30-day hair growth plus. And that's Rav Chista. Rameter Rav Shiravya, so he challenges, says, Matchil Mona Miyad. Our Mishnah says that you begin counting immediately. Now, Ve'en Mevata Ve'netakonmin, and nothing's lost from earlier. And you're just suspended. V'may, Ilan Ve'nizirut Mu'etet, you think we're talking about a 30-day Nazirut? Kawai Gidol Seyar. You can't say that he didn't lose any of the earlier days, because after all, he still needs to grow his hair 30 days growth worth. So let's say it was a 30-day Nazirut, and 10 days in he became a Mitzora, and so now it's about day 30 when he shaves. You can't say that he didn't lose any days. Obviously, he lost all those days, and he lost the earlier days too, because he has to count 30. I love Nazirut Meruba. Our Mishnah must be referring to a larger Nazirut. Uktani Matchil Monem Miyad, and it says you start counting later, but you did lose those days. So they say, as Rav Chista, you see that even in a long Nazirut, you still lose the days. You don't cancel, but the days don't count for you that you were Mitzora. So the same Rav Shrevya who challenged Rav Chista also defended him and gave the following answer. Nazirut bar chamishim yom. Our Mishnah could be referring to a Nazirut that is, for example, doesn't have to be exactly, a 50-day Nazirut. To Yativ Esrin, let's say he was 20 days in, v'itjalida beit tzarat, and then he had tzarat. Megalech tzaratova hadayativ slatin yom in denazir. So all he has to do is, when he finishes tzarat, he shaves, and he picks up on day 21, he has 30 more days, finished his 50 days. Now, by the way, this could be a longer Nazirut, it could be a 3-month Nazirut, 90 days. as long as sometime before 30 days to go he became Metzora, then he would, his days wouldn't be canceled, and then he would pick up at that point and shave. But let's say that he had Nezirut, a longer Nezirut, where after the entire Tzarat period, if it all counted, he would still have 30 days till he was done, then we could support Rav Chista and say that he wouldn't have lost any days, and all the days he was a Metzora still count for him as a Nazir. Okay, we'll pick it up at this point, Meiti Rav Chama, in the next podcast, and complete Mirtz Hashem to the end of Perek Shvi'i. Everyone should have a wonderful day.